All right. Everybody doing all right this morning? You sure? Okay. Now, everyone knows what today is, or yesterday was. What was yesterday? 4th of July. How many of you popped firecrackers? How many of you watched somebody else pop firecrackers? Okay. How many of you cooked out, like barbecued or done something like that? Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean? Everybody talks about we're the land of the free, the people who are free. What does freedom mean? Yes, sir. That's all right. Good try, Asher. Good try. Anybody? What does, you know, we celebrate the freedom. We're the greatest country in the world, and we're free. What does it mean to be free? To be able to make your own choices. Correcto. To be free means that you have the freedom to choose, right? Now, is that good? Excellent answer, young man. He said, sometimes. Because do some people make bad decisions with their freedom? Yeah. And there's consequences for that, right? But yet, we're free. We can go to church today, right? But other people who are free chose not to go to church today, right? So freedom is wonderful, but we can also take advantage of it and abuse it. And that's what kind of concerns me about America today. Because everybody's like, I'm free, I can do whatever I want. Well, no, you can't. Or you shouldn't. The Bible says this. I want to read to you a Bible verse. And it's such a cool verse because it talks about, now, non-Christians, they can do whatever they want with their freedom. We can't tell. I mean, that's their choice. But as Christians, we have a little different responsibility. Listen to this. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, listen to what it says. For you have been called to live in freedom. Right? Make choices. I can do whatever I want. Not if you're a Christian. Listen. It says, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. And then listen. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom. Oh, get this. Use your freedom to serve one another in love. Uh-oh. In other words, you're free to serve someone else, not to just do what you want to do with your life. And see, we live in a country right now where everybody says, I'm free to do whatever I want. And that is true, because in America, you're free, right? But here's the thing. I want to challenge you as Christians and as young people, make choices to serve other people. For instance, when I'm in a crowd, not up here because I've got some distance, I'm wearing this thing. I despise wearing this thing. I'm an American. I shouldn't have to wear this thing, right? Except there might be someone who I could make sick. My mom was recently exposed to COVID last week. We don't know if she's going to get it or not. There are other people that I choose not to drive 100 miles an hour down the highway. You know why? Because it could hurt somebody. So we have to make choices that God wants us to make. That's what freedom for the Christian is. Okay? So I want you to think about that. You're free to serve people. You're free to serve God. Okay? Let's pray. Father, help these kids understand that freedom means responsibility, and that is to serve you and to love you. I thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen.